Hello and welcome to Stoongecast, episode 24.
Do you know what you think you know?
I'm not sure. Do I know what I think I know? That is a question that we will be answering today, or questions anyway, hopefully. But first, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you?
It's warming up, so it's not so bad.
No, it's just very wet.
Yeah.
Rainy.
And I am excited to leave for a week, but not excited to leave you because I shall miss you very much.
I know. But you're going to have a good time.
I will. And I'll be eating loads of cool food and playing lots of cool music.
Yeah. And when you come back, there will be a new piece of furniture waiting.
Oh, man. I can't believe I'm not going to be here for that.
I know.
Sucks.
New sofa.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, quiz.
Yeah.
Quiz.
Do you remember the question?
The singular of spaghetti.
Yeah. What is the singular of spaghetti?
And it turns out that Marie wrote in the YouTube comments that it's spaghetto.
It is.
When she wrote that, I remembered I knew it, but I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
Spaghetto.
Spaghetto.
That's a cool word.
Yeah, it is a very cool word. I just can't think of a time or a sentence where you would actually say that.
No. Would you like a piece of spaghetto?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like a spaghetto hoop? Just the one.
Yeah.
Because you'd not even notice it if you did.
No.
Put it on the end of your finger and it's gone. Why did there need to be a singular of this?
I don't know. Maybe in the quality control.
Yeah, maybe.
That spaghetto is not correctly made. I don't know.
But by the time you fixed it, it's already like disintegrated.
Mm.
Stupid. Right.
That's funny.
What else you got for us then?
Okay. I've got for this episode, how many minutes are in a full week?
Oh, good one.
Yeah. So you can do some maths.
Because a day is one thing. I think I know that, but a full week? Ooh,
full
interesting.
Full week.
Nice. I like it. Right. Yeah, and we won't be able to tell you who got the answer right, because likely there will be no one to record it and say so. But yes. So how well do you think you know? No, that wasn't the question. What was it?
Do you know what you think you know?
Do you know what you think you know? Yes. Do you know what you think you know?
Yeah.
Right. So how does this go then?
Okay, so I saw a video.
That you can't find.
That I now can't find. But it was a guy going around in a town interviewing couples.
Right.
And asking. Now, this video was just asking the male partner a question about the female. So obviously this works both ways, but this was just this example that I had seen. And it was questions. For example, does she have any allergies? And in this couple, he said, oh no, I think we've just discovered she's, you know, not great with tomatoes, but that's it. And she then said, actually, I'm allergic to penicillin, which
is a big deal.
And your partner should really know that, because if anything happens to you, they really should be informing somebody.
That's the problem.
Like, that's quite an important allergy.
Yeah.
There were other, you know, questions. Like, what is your partner's grandparents' names? Which, depending on how long you've been together, is probably not one that necessarily you would know. And then, what is their favourite food? And he said it was either steak or burger or something like that. And she looked absolutely gutted and said, no, it's beer and pizza, and I literally have it tattooed on my forearm here.
Wow.
That's
just not being observant, really.
No, and I feel like maybe there would have been a conversation around that at least. So yeah, it was just little questions like that and stuff. And I thought that might be a good one to talk about.
Yes. Yeah. Are men observant enough?
Because
it does tend to fall to men to not be observant enough.
True, but I do think it works both ways. It's about, you know, both of you taking the time to get to know each other's, not favourites necessarily.
Likes and dislikes and do's and don'ts.
Yeah, and just general things about each other. Like, really, you should know each other's allergies.
You kind of should.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you've been together maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, in this video, these couples, it doesn't say, oh, we've been together for however long. But they did seem like they were quite long-term couples.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I just think at that point, you kind of should be doing better.
Well, yeah, I would say so.
Do you have questions for me then? See if I can get it right and wrong. And just disprove the whole point. That I know something about you.
Well, what can I... Oh, that's difficult. Because I would have said, like, what's my favourite food? But now that I'm a vegetarian, I don't really have a favourite food anymore. So it always would have been... Well, you know what it would have been.
Yeah, but it was steak. But you do like laksa now. You haven't done it in a long time, but I know you really like it.
I did it the other week for us.
Yeah. That's, well, apart from that long time.
Yeah, I don't really have like a favorite dish now.
You haven't found one yet.
No, I haven't found one yet. What else can I ask you?
But you might.
I could ask you my grandmother's name. I hope that you would know that on my mum's side.
That's kind of a terrible thing if I didn't. Yeah. She was, well, you were named after her, but her short name was Kiki, which is not yours.
There we go.
And your grandfather was Myron.
Yes.
So I know something.
You do know something. I asked Alice this morning what she thought was important to know in a relationship. And she said, the first thing she said was, well, their birthday, which made me laugh. But actually, I think a lot, and this is completely generalizing, but a lot of men don't necessarily seem to be great with remembering dates and stuff. You're actually really good at things like that. Not just birthdays, but I mean, all the dates that are important to us.
The one I remember least is our engagement, but I remember wedding anniversaries, birthdays, things like that.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the exact date, although it does come up on my photos. Yeah. It
might be like June 28th or something weird like that.
It was definitely June, yeah.
Yes. But it's just, that's the, but it's that's, weirdly.
Yeah, but it's, again, that's not one that we like talk about or celebrate as such. So it's not really...
It's not as vital somehow.
But like, you remember the times that the kids were born. And I'm not sure how many men remember things like that.
I was there and I was awake, so...
No, I know. But...
Even at, 3:37, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, see? I think that's really sweet that you remember those things.
I was bloody knackered. But then I wasn't the one giving birth, so I had no right to complain. But oddly, Jake coming 3 hours later, that's 6:58... It's more like, well, I was awake, so, that was like the start of the day, really. You hit 7 o'clock and boom, you're awake anyway, so what difference does it make?
Well, we hadn't slept.
No, but...
The night before.
We did the day anyway.
I do remember you sleeping a fair bit that morning.
It was just a little power nap, just a recharge.
Yeah.
Gotta fill up the batteries.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we could talk about what other things are important to know about each other.
Yeah. And I think this would be one for the comments, actually. Like, if you are in a relationship, what do you think you know about your partner? And what do you think they should know about you? Because we could revisit this with your thoughts on this. Because I think it's quite an interesting one, actually.
Mm-hmm. Because I think different people would value things differently.
Yeah. You know, the same way, it's like an ick episode in that... Different people had different thoughts on that topic.
Yeah, some people, would think it was important for their partner to know all their favourites, their favourite colour, their favourite film, their favourite food. You know, those things might be really important to one couple. Whereas...
And also not favourites too, like something that I wouldn't say, right, let's sit down and watch this because it'd make you annoyed. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Do you know there's one piece of software that I absolutely despise and hate and loathe? Do you know what it is? You don't have to know what it is.
Piece of software?
Yes. That when I have to use it, I get very angry.
Teams?
Yes!
Huh?
You actually did know that. I love that you knew that. I love that. I watched a video about it this morning because there was a guy that worked in IT and he had to manage teams. And I was just thinking, I was in the shower, and I was listening in the shower as I do, and it was making me ragey in the shower.
Wow.
Not even having to use it, just to hear about it. I hate teams with a passion. I mean, an actual fiery, I wish it would just go away. And I talked to my friend Ed about this, and he jokes to me about it, because he has to use it every day for work.
And is that because it's just not accessible?
The accessibility, particularly on Mac, is beyond crap. It's very laggy, has very few shortcuts, and you end up tabbing a heck of a lot to get very little done. And it's just also that, at least for me anyway, anytime I've had to use it, I have to open it, then close it, and then open it for it to actually work. And I mean, this is, what's the word, like, every single time. It's not just like a one-off.
Mm.
Yeah, so you open it, try to log in, and I know it's going to fail. Like, I could put money on it, big money, and it would fail. And close it, and open it, and then it will work. That is not okay. For a piece of software in the professional space that classes itself as pro software, no. Teams is means.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... I'm actually really pleased that you knew that. Which is why I'm such a big Zoom advocate.
I think I'm quite pleased that I knew that too, because that would have been really awful if you'd been answering questions about me and then the one thing you ask me about you... I don't know.
Because I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, I'm going to ask you if you know what it is.
Yeah, you put me on
You must
the
have
spot.
Heard me rant about it enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
I actually think that's great.
Well, there you go.
What else am I supposed to know? Yeah, you are the best.
No, I said I passed the test.
Well, yeah, but
that, I am the best.
Both things apply. Both things apply.
I suppose as well, like, do you think it's important to know the sort of those generic questions over the little secret things that the other person probably wouldn't know that you know? Like, I don't know, how important, like, how much should you know about each other? Should you know every single tiny little thing? Should you remember all of those things? Or
I think if you're told them, even if you don't remember them, the fact that you're told them is good. But the thing is, it's hard to know what to ask sometimes. Like, we are this far into our relationship where, you know, closer to 20 than not, years together. And there are still things that we will learn about each other. And I still think that's great. I love hearing a new story about you or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I really enjoy that. Because it's fun when you say, oh, I didn't know that aspect or that little trip or whatever it is. It's great.
Also, I think you have to remember things change.
They do.
So things that you might have learnt about each other when you first get together and you think, oh, well, I already know that, is...
Well, steak is a prime example.
Steak is the example.
And when we got together, teams didn't exist.
No.
I kind of wish we could go back to that point, but anyway.
Yeah.
So you couldn't know that.
No, that's true. But you also... I don't know, like, when I've asked you in the past about, oh?
Letterbox.
Yeah, something's being squashed through the letterbox. You know, like your favourite band or...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you wouldn't have a favourite film or a favourite TV show or anything like that, because that's not...
Not before we got together, I didn't. Not film, but TV shows.
That's it, TV shows, things that we've enjoyed watching together.
Yes.
But
I know your favourite film, or at least one of them, is obviously Love Actually and Aladdin. So there's two there.
Not Aladdin.
Sorry, Labyrinth. I always say that.
I know.
I don't know why.
I know that you know that anyway, but... Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, Labyrinth is the...
I think they sort of sound similar in my head, even though they don't.
It's the L's.
It's the la.
Yeah, it gets crossed over in your head, but it's fine. I know what you meant.
That would have been a lose, guys.
Oh, no, it's okay. I know. Well, you did also surprise me a little while ago by knowing that my favourite animal is the flamingo.
Oh, that was episode before last, I think.
But even before that, there was something else where we were talking about it and you said, I can't remember why. Anyway, but you did, and I was really surprised by that, because it's not like I don't talk
about that. Well, we're one all then, aren't we?
Hmm?
We're one all.
One all?
Teams versus Flamingos.
Oh, that we've surprised each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Teams versus Flamingos. It's
yeah.
We're on a good roll.
Yeah.
All right. Give me another question then. Let's see if I can get... I want to add to this.
It's really hard to think of things to...
Well, what did the video have? What else did the video
ask? The allergies. I could ask you, do I have any allergies?
You potentially have an allergy to horse chestnuts.
Water chestnuts.
Worcester chestnuts. Are they not... Okay.
Horse chestnut. No, I don't... No, horse no, that's chestnut conkers. Is a...
Okay. You can't eat those.
No, yeah. Water chestnuts. But yeah, I know that you know what they are because we used to have them in the Chinese dishes, didn't we? When we used to
Yeah,
order.
We did. And I yeah. don't know if you had that then or if you did,
I'd
it was
never
kind
had
of
them before.
Changed.
I don't know if it's necessarily an allergy or an intolerance. I don't know. But yeah. my dad has the same. So when he eats them, he comes up in hives all over his body. Okay. I just seemed to get them on my arms.
Yeah.
So now I...
You avoid them. And you kind of had, was it our sushi the other day that had that, or that was just coriander and you don't like coriander?
That was the coriander. Yeah, okay, so things I really don't like, the worst food for me would be coriander, which I know that you know I cannot bear.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because you really like it.
I do.
And I just, ugh.
She no likey.
I really, really don't like it. Yeah, horrendous.
It's because you're not a spice person, really. I mean,
but coriander's
not spicy.
Not spicy. It's a
flavor
herb.
Thing.
Yeah, it's just... I think coriander is one of those things you either like it or you don't. There's no in between.
Marmite.
Yes.
Just like Marmite. Do you know what I actually really missed from the Grays box? A bit random, but Marmite cashew nuts. Marmite coated cashew. I love yeah. those things. If you could buy them, I'd be all over that.
You probably can just do an order from Grays, no?
Well, no, Grays is deceased now.
Is it?
Yeah. They went under a few months ago. That's why I stopped getting boxes. I didn't stop paying for boxes. They just went away.
Well. You still buy them in the shops, the packets of things.
Yeah, they did say that. They wish they've moved over to just being available in the shops. You can't have
to be fair, it was quite
service.
Expensive. For
it was, but I really
repetitive.
Enjoyed it.
Repetitive. Very repetitive. That's why we stopped. But yes. I'm sure this is not so interesting for people who don't know about Grays.
yeah. So Grays was like weekly or... bi-weekly, I think, subscription service that would give you healthy snacks. And it was the one way that I would get, like, healthy-ish food into my body, being a primarily meat eater and not much veg person.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed them.
See, I do know that I need to include meat in every main meal, lunch and dinner.
You can use fake, though.
Yeah.
It does work, especially these days. It's a lot better than it was.
It is a lot better.
But let's not call fake meat feet.
No,
ever.
Please don't. a meat alternative.
Yeah.
We'll call it that.
Meat alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really happy with that. And especially lately, like, it's become really good.
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone on Mastodon the other day, I think. I was saying, I could probably quite happily become pescatarian for the rest of my life because fish is just as good as meat.
You could not.
I could.
No, you couldn't. You could not stand alive without eating lamb. And
I mean, only get it once a year.
A good. No, I do lamb.
Okay, maybe twice a
not
year.
Not like a. No, I don't mean like a, you know, proper roast lamb. Yeah. I leave that to my dad at Easter.
Oh, that's like his, lamb bolognese and stuff. Fair enough. Yeah.
Lamb bolognese. Mm. Sometimes I do. Actually, not in a while because lamb has got quite expensive. Lamb bolognese and the lamzania.
Lamzania, yeah.
We do quite regularly. You do like chicken.
Yeah.
Spicy chicken. And.
But I could honestly live with fish. Maybe not as long as I think I could, but maybe like an entire month of fish.
Forever.
I'll be down with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should try it. It's expensive, but I think we could do like a fish month. Yeah.
Maybe.
It would be fun.
Maybe a fish week.
Fish week. Oh no,
fish is expensive for good fish.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the things we know about each other, or that we think we know.
Yeah.
I know that you're allergic to eggs in large quantities.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a weird one because you're okay if they're cooked in something like a cake.
Yes.
Pancakes or anything like that.
And it's weird because pancake is like kind of almost primarily egg.
Hmm.
but I don't like quiche. I think that does me wrong, but pancake does not.
Mm.
I wonder if that means, well, actually omelette would too. I haven't had
But omelet. When you make a pancake mix,
yeah,
there's, and then you pour on a amount in, it's actually divided very thinly. The amount of egg in one pancake is quite small, whereas I feel like with a quiche, there's quite a lot more.
And omelette.
And omelette is predominantly egg.
So maybe that's it. And also, this allergy thing was when I was younger. And so maybe my brain thinks it's still a thing. I don't really want to test it, but it's possible that being an adult, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Mm.
But it's not something I've ever really decided I wanted to test.
No,
so I haven't.
I don't think it's needed.
No.
You're quite happy without eating eggs.
I've come this far, haven't
I? Whole eggs or,
Also, what's the other thing I don't like? It's a drink kind of thing. Or series of drinks.
Well, you don't like any fizzy drinks.
Yeah. Well, I say not like. I decided one year for a New Year's resolution.
Coke is the main one. You absolutely...
I won't drink that.
No.
And there's a hot drink I kind of refuse to drink too, but we both do.
Well, that's coffee.
Yes.
Also, raw tomatoes. We don't eat raw tomatoes.
No. I admit to sort of vaguely liking the cherry ones.
Mm.
But there are, not the big ones. Oh, gosh, no. Yeah.
No.
Bad. But then I like coffee cake.
Yeah, you're weird like that.
I know.
And you like tiramisu.
I love that. So in fact, I'm going to be having some of that in Belgium.
In a dessert, mm-hmm. but not to drink.
That's right.
Whereas I just don't like...
I'm going to have the best tiramisu in Belgium. Because Jonah's mum, Jonah's the drummer, makes homemade tiramisu. And she's Italian. So it is...
Oh, that's got to be good.
It was. We had some last time. I've got some pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And it was on the last day that we were all there. So we checked out of the chalet and we drove to the chocolate shop. And on, because our train was not for a few hours, Alf and my train, we went to Jonah's mum and we left Jonah there. But she decided that she had to feed us. And she had made tiramisu.
It's like the classic.
It's a classic,
classic Italian.
Thing. And I tell you, I've never had tiramisu like it.
Mm.
Amazing.
Yeah. Are there any things that you think mm-hmm. that you don't know about me that you think you should?
Oh, that's a really weird one. It's difficult. I think this whole topic is just quite difficult because, as you said earlier, how much should you know and how much do you know? Because they vaguely intertwine. There's an assumption made, isn't there? Like, I know that, so I don't have to ask about it. But also, I don't know that I need to know that, so you don't ask about it.
But then I feel like you know the things that I don't even realize that you know. So, particularly nowadays where I am much more tired and...
Oh, I can feel it.
Much more. I know that you can feel it, but I know there have been times where you have said, you need to stop now, or... Which isn't necessarily you know me, but it's just...
It's a feeling in the
mood. Yeah, I don't know how to put it into words, but...
It's an energy give out. I know that. I can feel it. This is the kind of stuff that you don't really need to see to know. If I see you, you're flagging, as in if I could see and see that you're flagging, then it would be obvious. But it's the non-obvious tells that blind people often can just know. And I think other blind people listening to this would agree.
You see, that is a difference because, with you having no sight and everything, you wouldn't necessarily know certain things that in another relationship you would.
Mm-hmm.
So, I couldn't say, oh, what's my favourite jumper? Because I love wearing jumpers.
She does,
Or, what's my favourite colour necessarily? Which I know you could, I could just tell you, but... It's not as...
Given.
Yeah, it's not really a thing that you would think about because colours, visual things like that are not important as such. So...
Agreed.
I
think that's an interesting one. And I would love to hear, because there will be people out there with people in relationships with different disabilities than mine.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an autistic partner, for example, or if you are the autistic partner, what are those things that you should know or that they should know about you that they need to tell other people to account for, maybe in a public setting.
Yeah.
Like, don't give them this textured item, or don't show them things with holes in, because there's that phobia of holes, isn't there, like in items.
Alice sort crumpets. Of has that. Yeah, Alice, I think it, is it trypophobia?
Yes, I think something I think. Like that.
We'll talk about that in another episode.
We have that, yeah. Can she look at crumpets?
She can look at crumpets, but, and I love it when she says it, she goes, oh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies, which is just really cute. But yeah, I mean, she doesn't have it like really severely, but there are things like the dogs have had, so it's our dog and my parents' dog, have had toys where it's a soft fabric, like a soft texture, but it has bumps on it and it's to give it texture for the dog. Right. And it seems to be not necessarily random, but when it's in a pattern that sort of that triggers her. So she'll look at those things and she'll be like, oh, I can't look at that. Or, oh no, I can't touch it. And it's not like it's debilitating for her, which I know it is for some people.
That's a good word first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I know. That was, oh, that took a while to get that out. But yeah, there are a lot of times when she's like, oh no, I can't, you know.
And that's fair.
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, the heebie-jeebies, she says. But yeah, I've forgotten where we were going with that.
It was about phobias and that we have another episode planned about it.
Mm.
But yeah, I do like this. So with all these questions put out there, do you know what your partner's allergic to? Do you know their favourite food or foods and what they absolutely refuse to eat or drink? Because if not, do find out. It will make you look good.
Yeah. Definitely.
And do you know the most hated software that your partner has to deal with and doesn't like dealing with as well? That's a good one. Well done.
Thank you.
I know, you're great. Now, I think we've come to the end of this one. This is funny because I'll let you all know why not. We're recording this on Tuesday. Of course, it comes out on a Friday. And I don't know that we're actually going to get time to record another necessarily. I mean, if we do, we do. But I'm kind of just saying now that we might actually be missing a week. I know, it feels terrible.
We'll make it work. It's fine.
Okay.
We still have 2 full days before you leave. I know there's lots to do before then, but...
Today and tomorrow. Last day's tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you go on Thursday.
I go on Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well...
We'll do something.
We'll do something.
Okay. She's determined. I love the determination. So, yeah. Well, the plan is to do that. One more, which will be... played the week afterwards, but we'll see how it goes. But if not, at least you know why. We haven't abandoned you. We still love you all. And yeah, thanks for listening to this one. It's been quite interesting, actually, and I have to really rack my brains to think about things I should know that I don't know. But you won a winning streak, so you don't need to do anything. I'm gonna finish my tea now. That's what we do. So thanks for listening as always, and be well.
I just got vocal synth too. Yes, I did. I don't know what to do with it yet, but I'll learn, and it'll be fun. And I've only just begun. So that's the thing, isn't it?